And we're back for After Dark. We're glad that you stayed with us, you saucy bitches.
Wow.
And we go off the rails like 2 seconds into that segment. All right, nice.
Well done, sir. Well done, yeah, indeed. You're welcome. Oh, my gosh. Just dive.
Now, I was going to say, that last moment before we did our little intermission thing, I don't know if you've ever seen Men in Black where the person gets neuralized. JT had that look on his face like, what happened to the last 10 days of my life?
I ask that question a lot.
You
usually,
know, I do too.
Usually on Saturday mornings. Where am I? What happened last week of my life?
God, I hope that hair is female. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I remember those days.
Do you?
Yeah. I do.
Ta-ya! All right. Let's get moving. We're just going to crack ourselves up for the
right.
45 minutes.
All right. So, no rules. Well, there is one rule. No hate speech. We don't want any hate speech at all.
Still. It's
kind of an obvious.
There's no, with the mission we lined up for 2016. No hate speech, damn it.
But you can say fuck on the air.
What?
Yeah.
Well, there goes that.
I know. We're having unprotected poetry, my guys.
Oh gosh,
that's that. Especially when you say it with the slight tinge of the Joker in the Dark Knight. It gets weird.
Yes. So you're going to want to call now, 720-240-9766 to share your poetry. If you've not called and you want to get through with clean poetry, you can do that as well.
Right, 720-240-9766. Let's tear up the sheets together.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom, bitches, we are doomed to erotic poetry.
What? I'm sorry, what?
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Right? Exactly. See, my thoughts all the time, especially when I'm teaching a preschool class.
Yes. Anyway, we're not going to go there.
I don't want to know.
There's nothing to know. It's just all it takes is a couple kids to wipe their nose on you, and you immediately start thinking like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that just got weird.
That is weird.
So.
Almost too weird for this segment.
Whatever. It would be.
All right.
So we do have three poets lined up for our After Dark segment. Smooth like butter. So without any further delay, we're just going to start hitting it all over the place. What? Joining us from Kentucky, ready to blow his poetic load on us, it's Philip.
Oh, beast from the east.
Oh, wait. We've got to plug you in, Philip. Hold on for just a moment.
He's got to put you in first.
He's got to slide you in and then turn you on, and then you'll be ready to go.
Oh, I have hardly any idea what to say except thank you. I don't know all of what you guys said, but, I appreciate it.
You know what? You'll love the rebroadcast, my friend.
Yep.
Well, here, just to give you an idea of the change of atmospheres. I've gone from Old Dirty Bastard to Brian Eno Thursday afternoon. I don't know if anybody likes Brian Eno, but
we do have one member of our crew that his eyebrow raised the minute you said Brian Eno.
Dude, hold on a second. Are you acting like I seriously don't know who Brian Eno is?
No,
you know who he is, but
oh my God.
We have one that really enjoys Brian that music. Eno.
There's no doubt in my mind. Go ahead.
Dude. Wait. Oh, okay. No, from Roxy Music, produced U2 records, produced a lot of other records, and an amazing ambient musician. Music for airports is great. However, did you know about the project he did called Passengers Original Soundtracks 1?
No, not at all.
He joined a band with the members of U2 and did a avant-garde art album, and he has a rap song he did with Chuck D.,
Oh man.
Yeah, they co-produced on the song. They also just sung Pavarotti on that record.
I think that's amazing.
You should
really
check it out.
I appreciate you telling me that. I don't know entirely what that means, but all I know is a stone motherfucker, because I can say that now finally.
Yes.
I absolutely love endless genres of music. It has no, I hold no, like, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, classical, jazz, you know, hip hop, whatever, rap. Yeah, absolutely. I love all the genres. I can even go country with you guys. It doesn't matter.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Michael can go country with the best of music in the Western Music Hall of Fame, damn it.
Absolutely. And I you know, I really appreciate everything you guys do. And I don't even know what I was even getting ready to tell you guys earlier, because I had some kind of thought. But, you know, it doesn't, you know, it's gone now, because, you know, I'm full of love for my fellows at World Poetry Open Mic. You know, you guys are just, you're great.
I speak for the entire crew that we're full of your love, too.
No. Philip, thank you, man. Thank you in the most non-ancient Roman way possible. Thank you for that.
You're so welcome. And you know, I'm going to jump to this poem. And by the way, all the poems that I've read tonight are brand new for me. So
awesome.
I'm a little clumsy. Go ahead, please.
No, you just said awesome.
Well, thank you. And I just wanted to let you guys know, just in general, to you all poets, I cannot tell you how much I enjoy making metaphors for pussy. Okay?
Who doesn't? They're just like snowflakes. They're each unique and individual, and I like them on my tongue.
Says the guy who just lost his wedding ring on the way to the bathroom.
Poem, and it has, you know, that metaphor in it somewhere. I'm not going to say where. You guys pick it out if you want. But, God, right. God got me blushing all over the motherfucking place.
All right.
So, yes.
You can read now.
That's usually what I say when I don't understand what somebody said. I love you, too. You can't go wrong with that, right? You know,
just you,
like,
can.
What do you say? I love you too.
But what do you say if someone that you really don't want to say I love you says I love you to you? Then you just say I love YouTube.
I love you too. Joshua Tree was a great album. But
yes,
this is
true.
Exactly.
By the way, in your Facebook messages, I just sent you a link to the playlist of that album that Brian Eno did with those guys, so you'll be able to listen to it for free. So there you go.
Marvelous. I really appreciate that. I really do. I really do. And Mr. Underhill, please send me your address so I can, you know, throw out my book to you, because it will be much better representation.
No worries. And he's censoring himself.
My vocal self, you know. All right. Because I am obviously a silly shit right now. So
that's
here,
okay,
we
brother.
Here we go. A dirty poem, you know, hidden here with quote unquote clam chowder. I don't know what that means, but here we go. The title is Proleptically Articulating Details About Her for That Sacred Hour Upon Our Initial Meeting. And here we go. My lonely love, I am alone. Assuredly as you are in the grave elsewhere, unnamed. And though this sounds ominous, it's merely rehearsal for the inevitable parting that I or you may one day with misery encounter first. For now we are alive and unknown, but despite the fiery geopolitical forces that predictably wax and wane, though not with the consistency nor beauty inherent as the tides that swell magnificently across ocean bellies, as if pregnant with some protean child, I'll meanwhile dream about your aquatic eyes before I bury my lesser anima inside the sunset echo of your seashell discovered along wild amber shores, darkened by the day undressed, garbed only in constellations and seaweed thatch. And there it is, my friends.
Very well done.
Thank you, sir. And And just to all of you guys, Happy New Year in case you haven't heard. And thank you so much for having me back. And I really appreciate everything you guys do. And it's wonderful. You guys work hard. I know you do. And I know there's so many people out there that need that attention. They're these starving artists that need some attention. And let's, you know.
Damn it. You're right.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's conquer the new year, my friends. And yes. Fuck all this, you know. What do you say? What is it called? What is that word that I'm looking for? Terrorism. Oh, yeah. You know, fuck terrorism. I mean, let's be done with that. Let's just, you know. I don't even know what to say there.
We need less terrorism, more spoonerism.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, once we're done spooning, we can force each other.
Rindercella? Dude, you and the utensils.
I know. It's not very nice of me, is it?
All I know is I need to, you know, get there to Colorado and share a joint with all of you. You know, just be done with all the hate and, you know, et cetera. And I really appreciate it. You guys are wonderful. I love you all and appreciate it, et cetera, yada, yada, yada. And all the other poets that read, cheers, my friends.
Thank you, Philip, and we'll talk to you next week.
All righty, sir. Ciao.
Ciao. That was Philip on World Poetry After Dark. All right.
I don't know if we ever should really go in and tell the story why you, of all people on this crew, are not allowed to hold more than one cucumber at a time.
No, we shouldn't.
Maybe one day. Maybe one day. After you
buy me
that Pope
I'm banned from the cucumber section of all King Supers here in Colorado.
Have you really?
Yes.
How long did it take you to do that?
Twice.
Two times, like, that's it. We're calling every manager of every grocery store.
Well, no, the district manager called me. He's like, dude.
Dude, what you did with the cucumbers in the seafood section was not okay. I know there was a lantern fish on ice. That doesn't mean that behavior was all right.
All right, breathe. And that's with a TH, not a D.
Yes.
All right. So from Kentucky, we're going to go to Minnesota. She is Mariah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're cracking up. Michael must be funny.
Wait, breathe with a TH, not a D. So yeah. Breathe, not bread. That's breathe. The. Oh, be... yeah. See, okay. Anyway, hey, Mariah, what's going on?
I'm a little confused.
You know?
So are we.
Yeah, I am too. All right. Just pretend like you know what's going on.
I think this is going to be like the Newhart ending, is once the radio show's over with, I'm going to wake up and go, I had the most peculiar dream.
Dude, I don't think she's going to get a Newhart reference.
You're a little young for that, but that's all right.
I'm a little young for that.
I always have super weird dreams.
Do you?
I remember them for like 3 hours after I wake up.
You should write them down.
You should write them down.
Well, that's actually really cool. That's
Most of them would make super awesome movies.
There you go. Mm.
Mm.
No. So,
like spies and kittens.
Kittens.
Were you able to write something avant-garde for our segment?
No, but I pulled up my mom's favorite.
All right.
For After Dark, phenomenal.
For
that's
after
not
dark,
weird
that's
at all.
Not crazy at all.
Yeah, it's my Christmas poem.
Oh, okay.
So I know I read it just a few months ago, or a couple months ago, or whatever. But this is really the closest After Dark that you can get to Christmas. So I think it's appropriate. And I didn't have time to write anything.
Well, that's why then. Okay. No.
So, once again, this is, on the first day of Christmas, I was the shadow of death. I hear the voices in my head telling me to unleash the monster inside me. They know that I'm unhappy, especially this time of year. So much joy and jubilation in the air, I can't stand it. The world doesn't deserve to be happy. said to you, I'm sorry. The world doesn't deserve to be happy. Nobody does. How dare they smile at each other with those ungodly grins? I lost my page. It's loading. Okay. Oh, I'm super tired, apparently. Okay. How dare they smile at each other with those ungodly grins? My world is shattered. How can they live with that? They took my life from me and tore it to pieces, stepping on them as they flooded to the ground. I watched them as they laugh and flit from place to place, paying absolutely no attention to the shadow in the window. They make me sick. The way they walk around with their heads held high. They think they're so holy and untouchable. I want to teach them the truth that has been known to me for years. Shit happens to everyone. No one is untouchable. Nobody escapes me. Nobody knows me. Nobody wants to. And that's okay. I like it that way. That way, nobody will suspect me when the door opens tomorrow. The scene that lays before them will shock them. I wonder how many will have to fight their stomach, and how many of them will lose. The stench of death will be joined by that of sickness, wafting out the door and infecting the nostrils of everyone on the street and everyone in the building, but not me. I will sit in the shadows and watch the disgust roll through, my nose used to the smell, and my eyes enjoying the scene. How many will trip over Princess as they walk through the door? The neighborhood stray whom everyone saw as a self-appointed watchdog. How many pointless tears will be shed if they stumble upon the bodies of a family? Baby Andy, lying peacefully in its crib as though sleeping, but the blood-stained teddy bear says otherwise. Little Susie, swinging as she slowly slides around and around, suspended from the ceiling fan, her toes not even close to the ground. Billy outside on his beloved swing set, tied up like a roasting pig, the bloody snow below him cradling half of his guts, like a fire cradles coal. Mommy's in the kitchen making dinner, unrecognizable through the crisscross pattern of gashes that covers her entire body. The cookie sheet that covers her lap holds a delightful dessert of baked Billy. Browned to perfection. And finally, the mister, the master of the house. He's sitting on the couch, watching Susie as she flies up 3 feet away from him. A clear view into the kitchen and stares at his wife. And the picture window in front of him paints a beautiful portrait of Billy. While baby Andy is nearly 10 feet inside the open bedroom door. Father holds his bloody pacifier in his lap. Legs and waist tied with razor wire, arms strapped behind his back. The wire that keeps them in place continues to cut into his chest. The blood bubbles at his throat with each labored breath he takes. The bleeding from his severed vocal cords slowed to prolong his death. As he takes his last breath, I smile to myself and agree with the voices. That was fun. Can't wait till next year. And home. Goodness. That was a bit of a jumble.
That's all right. It happens on occasion. I liked it, though.
Yeah, it was great.
I kept yawning.
That's all right. You know, it happens so often to Michael that it was almost like foreplay for him.
Yeah, I do technically tend to yawn during that, I guess. What? I don't even know what we're saying right now.
Mariah, thank you very much. And get some sleep. In fact, sleep enough for two people.
Yes. All right. I have been doing plenty of that. I think I got like 13 hours of sleep.
That's all right.
That sounds about what you need, yeah. And then you took a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took a nap a few hours later.
All I'm going to say, Mariah, is sleep now.
Yeah, because when they're about two, you won't want to sleep at all.
Wait, I can't go to sleep yet. I got to tell you guys something.
All right.
You suck.
Oh, owned by a 20-year-old. Yeah.
They call that pwned.
Pwned, sorry. Yeah. All right. We got one more?
Oh, what?
One more is?
Oh, sorry, that was Mariah on World Poetry After Dark. Sorry, see? I totally missed that spot.
Dude.
I know, I'm slacking, you know. Feeling it. Feeling the love that Phil poured all over us. You guys are dirty.
I'm dirty.
I know, right?
I'm dirty. Yeah, I okay.
Just, yeah.
Okay. Well, actually, I'm pretty bad.
We're all like 12-year-olds, let's just say it.
Yeah, let's face it.
All right, so let's bring in another one with the inner 12-year-old. Please welcome from Connecticut, it is the young last named Barbara.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Welcome back to our show.
Yeah, I decided to revise this poem that I had.
All right.
Not sure if I'll keep it in this revised state.
Revised. We make up words. We're poets. That's what we do.
I revised it. Okay. I revisited it, and I revised it and made it more erotic. So.
Ooh. So you retooled it.
After dark.
Yes, he did.
By the way, every time he makes that sound effect, I have to stand up and salute. I don't even know why.
Okay, so this was for World Poetry. Well, it's actually Poem a Day. World Poem a Day, and I wrote it, and it was much different, but I just revised it, so. It's called The Last Passionate Kiss. I can't remember when or where you last kissed me with the passion we knew when we were young, and you gobbled New York in one step, when kisses served as glue, and I held to you as if you were a lifeline. When we explored each other like a brand new toy, caressing and slipping into orifices, as you slid your body over mine, finding the ecstasy spot and gliding into the realm of nether possibilities. Our lips and tongues, the explorers, and our fingers following in pursuit as we clung together in a sweaty embrace, and love was the witness as we floated on a cloud of erotic pleasure. My wet flower holding your stamen tightly in a vice of love.
Very well done.
Vice of Love. Tell me that shouldn't be some sort of TV
series.
That should
be a Kiss song.
No, I think it's
Vice of Love.
Yep. That's how it's going to happen. I instantly went to a Miami Vice spinoff. Based on crime enforcement, well, you know, law enforcement in the porn industry. But there you go. That was a better one.
Barbara, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for getting me into this train of thought.
Predicament.
Keep it.
We're always, on the After Dark segment, we're always willing to slip you in. It's all good.
Well, I want you to know that I wrote it especially for you guys.
Thank you. We like it when women perform exclusively for us.
I'm going to get off.
I just did.
Just like Mariah did.
You know, I take this back. This is what happens when J-Todd's rested for a show.
I know.
Maybe we need to take him back to sleep pretty soon.
Barbara, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And have, you know, keep your resolutions. I guess, you know, pumpkin is a hard word.
It is.
I'm trying to find a way to slip pumpkin into the conversation.
In 2016.
As we head to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
Okay. Okay, see you next week, guys.
We'll talk to you next week, Barbara.
Then. Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
That was Barbara Aaron Drew on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. I'm going to get off. I just did.
You know, it's funny. The moment she started saying the phrase, I knew exactly what you were going to do.
I know. I'm sorry.
That is No. It's why I apologize. It's just we've done this long enough that we can
predict
totally,
each other's
we know exactly what's going to happen.
And the funny thing is, I've been like that way all week. We had an employee where I work quit that was a person that was with my schedule. We work one late night a week, and they're like, oh, what are you going to do? You're going to be by yourself for your late night. I'm like, well, I pretty much was anyway. And it slayed everybody because they're like, yeah, she didn't do very much, did she? So, all right. So, I'm not doing a cover this time. Actually, I'm doing an original, believe it or else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, can I show you, before you read this, without even explaining, can I just show you a picture that's going to just...
Nice. Those types of pictures always thrill me.
Yeah, that was just a... It was just to inspire you there, man.
It inspires me. Actually, you know what? I wrote this last night. I have a tradition, 6 years running, that I do on New Year's Eve. And it started when I was working in the ER room. I'd be working the New Year's Eve, and I'm like, okay, I'll write one poem to end the year, and then another poem to start the year, and then one before midnight, one after midnight.
That's cool.
So when I quit working the overnights in the ER room, I just decided to keep the tradition rolling, so... This is the final poem of 2015 is the title of it. And from the first line, I knew this is going to be an After Dark poem, and you will get it when I start the poem. What the fuck was that? A fine, happy new year indeed. It is not okay to yell fire in a crowded Dubai hotel, even if it is true. Flames and smoke lead to panic and chaos, lead to confusion and death. The world mourns. People are people, no matter where they reside. Tragedy snatched from the jaws of merriment, such a waste. Yet people look on, wide-eyed in disbelief, from half a world away. Amateur night, indeed. And that's it. That was my last poem I wrote for 2015.
Good job.
I was trying to channel my inner Bukowski with that one. Easy for me to say.
Your inner Bukowski?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
I'm going to try and channel my inner Timothy Leary later. No, I'm just
kidding.
No, you're
not,
I know.
Dude. What are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm totally kidding.
So, Pumpkin, after you've gotten to the chopper in 2016, do you have a poem?
Pumpkin.
I had to throw it all in.
You know, dude, you know, have I told you one of my... Actually, the one New Year's resolution that I'm actually serious about, when we go to Applebee's, occasionally we have this waiter... Who just likes to refer to everybody as pumpkin or what? You know, it's just a sense of humor. And I don't know what it is, but when we're talking about business and stuff, just that incessant stupidity, that honest just bullshit.
Is that leprechaun dude?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
I think one of my New Year's resolutions is going to be, dude, every time you say something stupid, I'm taking a dollar off your tip.
Ooh,
every
that's great.
Single time.
Well, that's just my general rule anyway.
Not just to me.
Yeah.
To anybody at the table.
All right.
Mostly because I like him, I just don't want to hear the, I just don't want to hear the bullshit.
Yeah.
So that's one of my New Year's.
He doesn't want to hear the bullshit. Why does he come to our show? I don't know, but that's all right.
That's my way of forcing my own bullshit on everybody, which of course we can all agree is more important on my agenda.
It feeds us right.
Do you have an?
I actually don't have another submission.
Okay.
That's good for this
cool.
one. So.
Okay.
All right.
So we're good.
That does it for World Poetry After Dark.
It's been a long night, man.
It has been.
We got all kinds of stuff going on tonight.
So for Michael, JT, and myself, we thank you for tuning in. We urge you to tune in next week at 8 p.m. Good night, Ron Jeremy, wherever you're at.